Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Wednesday. G'day, guys.
Oh, it's hump day.
It is hump day. One of the days that blends into all the other days like everything else. But I've had a big 24 hours because I have, I've ordered us all a present from online that I think you're going to absolutely love. I'll tell you what it is
for the
just
show?
After. It is, well, it's for all of us personally.
But we're not together, so we'll each get one.
You will each get one, yes. And if it helps me claim it on tax, then sure. It's absolutely for the show's purposes. I'll tell you what it is a bit later in the show. But up next, it's April 1st, and I always forget it's April 1st, and I always get embarrassed.
April Fool's Day.
Oh,
yes.
My God. It's such a pain
is
in the ass.
Is that even a thing anymore? Does anyone do that?
I thought it wasn't going to be a thing. And
especially this year.
It's absolutely a thing. I'll tell you about it next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The bottle shops are closing at midnight because...
What do you mean?
That's what I heard. I saw a little thing pop up on my screen. It said the bottle shops are closing at midnight. I panicked and I messaged Nat and I said, hit the bottle shops. Go to the bottle shops now. They're closing at midnight. And then my best friend called me straight away and I answered. I said, bro, I can't speak now. The bottle shops are closing at midnight. And he said, what? I said, the bottle shops are closing at midnight. We've got to go. We've got to panic buy. All that stuff I said about hoarding with people with toilet paper and how you shouldn't do it, that is all out the window. Let's go and punch on for slabs down at the local bottle. And then I clicked through the link because it was a picture of Scott Morrison with the little sign writer in the corner of the screen and then the title below it. And then I clicked through to get more information and this screen came up, a screen that said, you have been pranked by a silly April Fool's joke.
Oh, so
happy
funny.
April happy Fool's April Day Fools. 2020. And then it goes on. How's this for an angle that they're trying? It says, unfortunately, not all the links you click are pranks. Cybersecurity is a big issue for all of us. And then it says,
boring.
Says watch the video below to see why. After you've just made me look like idiots for
also,
the last link that I clicked on.
Yeah, then you're going to click on that and it's going to be some virus and they're going to go, see, that's why you shouldn't click on links that are just sent to you on your phone.
So now that makes me feel like this is kind of bad boy to click on it. Should I click on it?
No, don't click on it. It's going to be
what do you
distracting.
Reckon,
no, it's
should
just
I just click on it?
No, don't.
It's I'll not, just give it a little click.
It sounds like you're about to click on something fun. There's nothing fun that's going to happen.
Hang on.
Are we actually doing this?
Yeah, it says, case in point, staying safe online. No, I think it's really just a biosecurity thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever done an April Fool's prank, a good one?
I've never done an April Fool's prank, I don't think.
Me neither. In fact, I've never even thought to do one.
No, it's because they annoy me because I always fall for them. I went through some of the great April Fool's pranks and the impact that they've had. Burger King in 1998 thought it would be hilarious to offer a new version of the Whopper that had been designed especially for left-handed folks. And they thought that was very funny. But then thousands of people around the state flooded Burger King wanting to try the left-handed Whopper.
And did they just give them the Whopper?
No, it doesn't say.
They could have just given the Whopper and the people wouldn't have known and just thought, gosh, it's so easy to eat still. Yeah, because
and
it's
I
not
bet
right-handed.
You, yeah, and I bet you they'd say it's better. It's better and more convenient. 2002, a couple of DJs in Kansas City announced that the local water supply had been found to contain high levels of dehydrogen monoxide, whose side effects include sweating, urination and skin pruning. Oh. Hundreds of citizens flooded the water department and police with distressed phone calls. And then they were accused of terrorism, the DJs, and then arrested.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
Because,
it's not very funny.
But you know why they thought it was funny is because dehydrogen monoxide is the actual thing for H2O, which is water. Do you know what I mean?
Do you get it? I do.
Do you get it?
Again, why I'm not into pranks.
Do you get it? What about this? Yeah. This is one that nearly would have been an absolute tragedy. An England DJ in 2001 decided to prank his listeners by broadcasting that a ship that looked suspiciously like the Titanic could be seen from the cliffs at Beachley Head in East Sussex. All the listeners ran to the edge of the cliff and it put such a strain on the cliff.
Stop
that
it.
It
Stop
cracked.
It. Stop. This oh, is my not God. A, they didn't fall lie. Into the water.
No, no, it cracked and then they all got off it and 2 days later it fell into the sea. I know.
So I know. What are you wanting to do here?
Hang on, I've just got one more.
Okay,
just
sorry.
Because this makes
sorry.
Me laugh. Because it's, yeah. it's April 1st, 1992. A man claiming to be Richard Nixon told NPR that he would be running for president, and this was his quote, and that I never did anything wrong and I won't do it again.
People are calling already. Looks like lots of people do April Fool's jokes.
Well, I'll take that. I'll take what April Fool's jokes do you do? Are we doing what do you do, Boo? Is that what we're doing on 13 1060?
No, we're not. I thought you wanted to talk about when you've been sucked in by a prank.
I want the feeling where you go, I can't believe I fell for
that. Fell for that, yes.
Because like the Scott Morrison bottle shops one, we work in the news and it's just last week they were deemed essential services and that was news to everybody and we put up our hands. And then one little thing and I'm like, the bottle shops are going to close.
You know when you said you bought us a present earlier, is that, yes. did you buy us a slab? Is that what you got us? Because that would be a great gift.
I've got a 17 slabs. No, I've got something even better. It's going to come up later in the show. Yeah, okay. But give us a call now, 13 1060. I can't believe I fell for that.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we are talking April Fool's Day. Those April Fool's pranks where you go, I can't believe that I fell for that. Scott
Fred.
Morrison.
Oh yeah, because Scott Morrison told you that we were shutting down liquor stores.
Oh,
yeah,
there was a little...
Freaked out for the first time since this whole corona thing began. You finally had a moment.
I was putting my boxing gloves on, ready to go down there, fight it out for the finest whiskey. Fred, have you fell for anything and you've just gone, I can't believe I fell for that?
No, I haven't fell for anything, but a friend of mine has, Jill.
Yes.
She's just come back from the UK.
Yeah.
And she's in quarantine down at the Crown Tower, isn't he, down there. And I've been ringing her up to keep, you know, company or whatever, you know, through the hard time. Anyhow, I rang her up this morning. I said, Jill, how are you all going? Did you hear about Prince Henry or Harold or whatever he is? He only done 7 days of isolation, so they're actually going to let you out in 2 days. And she goes, oh, really? That'll be fantastic. I said, Jill, unfortunately, you're in there for 14 days, mate.
So mean, Fred. Honey, what's going on?
Oh, this ScoMo bottle shop closing situation.
Yes. Tani, you as well?
I saw the link. My auntie shared it. And my family loves to have a drink after a long day at work. So I called my dad.
Yeah.
And I told my dad, you know, bottle shops are closing at midnight. So get in while you can. Dad's gotten off the phone. My dad has rung every person he knows. All the guys that he works with, and everyone's frantically trying to get on the phone to their partners to get them to go down to the bottle shop for him. And then my dad's friend rang back and he's like, so I just had a look. You realise that it's a prank. And Dad rang me. I'm like, oh, my bad. Didn't mean to start a riot in Geelong. Sorry.
It's pretty easy to do when it comes to the bottle shops, isn't it? We're very sensitive and we don't care to read down to the second paragraph at all. Jeff, what was yours?
Yeah, hello.
G'day, Jeff. What happened?
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good, mate.
We put our school up for sale. We got onto the, back in the old days in the 80s when you could put anything on the trading post. We advertised 100-room accommodation, conveniently located next to Caulfield Institute of Tech. Conversion hall, 100 rooms. You know, get them where you're quick, because back then, most everyone was trying to get their rental. And and I had a mate who was actually in the office there, and he said, mate, the phone just rang and rang and rang. In the end, the principal just hit himself in the head going, just rip the phone out the wall. You know, like, but, yeah, it was hilarious, mate. Yeah, we got it up them.
did you get done?
No, I never got that. I had their suspicions. A couple of teachers come up and said, actually winked and said, mate, that was awesome. You know, and we had a few that we're going to get you one day.
Yeah, some of them are fun, but I find some of them are just mean. Like, Danielle, what prank did you fall for today?
Yeah, mean's the word. I'm still shaking thinking about it. Oh. My ex-husband sent me a message this morning. He has my kids out there while I'm working, and you probably even hear it in my voice. He actually told me that my 18-year-old son had just told him that his ex-girlfriend was pregnant and the baby was his.
I mean, that's just, there's nothing funny about that.
That is beyond, isn't it? So mean. It's actually a bit of a double whammy because that originally pranked my son by waking him up and letting him know that his ex-girlfriend and her dad were at the door to let him know the very same thing. Oh. So that worked so well that they thought they'd get me too.
I mean, Danielle, if you really want to get him back with a good prank, you can tell him that the kids aren't really his.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and the Red Cross seriously needs your help. So much has changed recently, but the need for blood hasn't. Australian Red Cross Lifeblood still needs 29,000 donations every week. You can make a positive difference this Easter and search Give Blood today.
That's the things you don't think about, the things that continue to go on that, you know, people are still needing, you know, transfusions, there's still accidents, all those things that still happen during this time when everyone switched their attention to corona, all that other stuff still goes on in the world, and giving blood is so incredibly important if you can. Up next, though, I have a confession.
Right. Do you?
I have a confession. Look, I was feeling very guilty about it last night, but I'm feeling kind of proud of it now. And I'll tell you what it is next.
It's Gary and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie
Bickmore and Tommy Little. I said to you before I had something I needed to confess. And I feel like now is the time. If you could play the music. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Fat Guts Anonymous time. And I haven't been here for a while. What are you laughing at? In case people just thought it was like REM time or something.
No, I think every time we've done this segment, you just meant to say your name and what you've been eating.
No, but I needed to tell people that we were doing Fat Guts Anonymous.
Yeah, I know, but no one at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting stands up and goes, yep. It's Alcoholics Anonymous.
No, but they know they're at the Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Our listeners don't know they're at the Fat Guts Anonymous meeting. That's all I was doing.
But all that stuff is meant to demonstrate that to them.
Just the music.
The music, and then you saying what you do, and then us saying, do you want to share?
Hi, I'm Carrie, and...
I mean, the attitude is too much.
No. So, the days have been a bit stressful lately. They've been quite long, long mornings with the kids and then obviously trying to still work and then coming home at night and the work, the news at the moment is
pretty... You are meant to get to what you're eating at some point.
Intense. I just thought this was a counselling session. Again, I misinterpreted what Fat Guts Anonymous is. Anyway, about a week ago, I started having a bit of chocolate after dinner, and that was fine because I pre-bought a whole lot of blocks to get us sort of through isolation time. Anyway, I worked through all those blocks within the first week, which was fine. And then
How many blocks are we talking there, Karen?
Probably, probably half a block a night over the course of a week. So I probably went through four blocks over that week.
Okay. Yep. That's a bit more than half a block a night, isn't it?
Well, you know, you do the math. I'm just, yeah. And
it's more, I have done it. It is more than half a block a night. And Carrie, just talk to me a bit about the flavours. Was it plain?
I don't feel guilty about that. I don't want to talk about that. I'm not ready to talk about that. I want to talk about,
We'll take it when at your pace.
When I was at the shops on the weekend, I decided to wipe the slate clean and I thought I don't need to eat chocolate anymore and I need to stop this addiction and I, you know, need to move forward. So I didn't buy any chocolate. And just before I got to the counter, I saw an entire collection of chocolate Easter eggs and then I thought... You know what? I'm a good mum and Easter is coming up soon and I might not know when I get to the shops again, so I'll buy of the Easter eggs now. And we like to do a hunt at home as well as the Easter bunnies hunt, so I'll buy all the eggs for that as well. And I hid them away.
And I
came home. And then on Sunday night I just thought, I just need a little bit of chocolate. Yeah, so I just went up above the pantry where I was hiding it and I just opened a little packet. I brought my own sound effects. and I just had one. I just had one of the Turkish Delight little eggs.
Carrie?
I had another. Yeah, I had two of the Turkish Delight little eggs.
Carrie, do the children have any eggs left for their upcoming hunt?
I ate them all, and then last night I even ripped the head off Evie's white chocolate big bunny that I bought. Oh, no. But it was so delicious. And I'm like, it's Corona time. The world's gone mad. I'm going to eat as much Easter egg as I want. And now I'm going to do it with gusto. And I'm proud. And I'm not ashamed. And I will go to the shops at some point and get some replacement ones. But for now, I'm going to keep at it. And I just feel so good about it.
Carrie, how long are you going to let the kids search around the yard before you tell them the chocolates are in your guts?
I'll be sitting in the corner eating them all. Evie, even this morning, found an Easter egg wrapper on the ground.
Oh, no.
And she said, "What's that?" And I was like, oh, Mummy may have had a bit of an Easter egg.
Why didn't you blame Chris?
No, he doesn't eat chocolate the way I do. It's only me with the problem. That's why he's not here. I was about to say it, Alcoholics Anonymous. I really don't get this segment, do I?
13 10 60.
Yep.
This is your safe space.
Yeah.
Tell us what you've been eating and how much of it you've been eating.
Yeah.
All you have to do is introduce yourself and tell us what you've
don't
been
do
eating.
What
but
I
as
did.
You've heard, it's not a hard and fast rule.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie here and can you play the music? If you're going to make me intro myself, you have to play the music, Jess, immediately. No. Otherwise, it looks like I'm just telling you what radio
you
show you're listening to.
You don't. You have to wait because you've got to wait for the music before you go
in.
But
the music wasn't happening.
It's because last time you said it's Fat Guts Anonymous.
Anyway, I'm eating all the Easter eggs in the house. I've worked through the entire lot that I had ready for our own personal hunt we do, because we do a hunt and the Easter Bunny does a hunt as well. I've eaten through them. I've eaten through Evie's special one I got for her, the white chocolate one. I'm halfway through the body. It's a condition, but I'm damn proud of it and I'm loving every minute of it.
And so now is when we welcome other people to our safe space. Maybe Jesse... Maybe you start the music again and
let's
you ready?
Go to, that's
Jessie?
Right, their names aren't there, are they? Yep, okay. Yeah, caller one from Coffs Harbour. What are you calling up about today?
Oh, hi, Carrie and Tommy. I'm 45 years old and I've just become addicted to Smarties.
Oh.
Wow. How did you get introduced to the Smarties?
I'm not sure. It was just, it came on me all of a sudden and then it became a daily addiction. And each day I'd go to Woolworths and I just couldn't go past the aisle and I would get a couple of packets. And particularly if they were on special for a dollar, then I'd stock up.
And just how many packets are you going through per day?
Well, two sometimes, but it depends on the situation at home. Like if there's people at home, I need to down the packet before I get home so that I don't have to share.
Yeah, sharing is not caring in this segment.
No, I don't like to share.
No.
No, as we always say, share for it, we don't care for it. Isn't that what we always say, guys?
That's our mantra. Yes, it is.
Eat
boss.
It. You can't beat it.
Caller two. Does that work?
Hi.
Can you just run this segment? I don't understand it. I love the segment. I just don't get it. You do it.
Jesse, if you wouldn't mind just giving us a fresh, better music, please. Caller number two, if you'd like to start by introducing yourself to the group, please.
Hi, my name's Adele and I'm addicted to iced Vovo biscuits.
Thanks, Adele. You sound like the youngest 90-year-old I've ever heard speak.
I'm 31 and in the past 4 days I've already had 12 packets of iced Vovo. and like Carrie, I'm not ashamed.
Good on you,
that's
Adele.
That's it. Loud and proud, Adele.
How did you come across the iced Vovo as your snack of choice, Adele?
I work at Woolworths and I only had a 15-minute break last week and I decided to pick up a packet of Ovos and I'm like, yeah, I need to stock them at home. And I have a separate pantry and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday came.
Mate, if you work at Woolies at the moment, you can eat what you deserve to go home and eat whatever you want from that pantry. The hell
Not
you must be
paper.
Living through
Don't
at the moment.
Toilet paper.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Adele. Thank you so much for sharing. It's very brave of you because I reckon I'm going to hand it back over to you. You've got this.
Okay. Okay. So, Jesse, can you just bring the bed down and get ready to start it again? Really, right? Okay, ready? Okay. Go. Okay, call it three. If you could state your name and where you're from and what your issue is.
Hi, guys. My name's Ali. I'm from Cranbourne. And in the last 4 days, I've eaten a 2-kilo tub of guacamole.
Sorry, there was judgment in that. I shouldn't have responded like that. That wasn't very, it wasn't fair. How does it feel when you eat the guac?
Oh, it's great. Creamy, just goes down.
Do you spread it on something or just out of the tub?
Just nachos, plain Doritos, out of the tub with a spoon.
2 kilos of guac. How many truckloads of nachos is that?
About 8 packets. Roughly.
Thank you. Thank you so
Should
much
we go
for
to
sharing.
Our final caller. Yes? Mm. Okay. Mm. Caller number 4, if you wouldn't mind saying where you're from and I can't do it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah, yep. It's nice to this? Know that you're really focused because I just got a little notification coming up on my phone from House Party saying Carrie is in the house if you'd like to join. So
I wasn't
to see.
I was working. Am I in the house? Who else thinks I'm in the house?
Everybody on your House Party.
What
anyway.
Have I done that's made? I don't understand how to use it. Where,
Jesse,
why,
help.
What I've done?
Well, we've got to do this now, so...
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. I was so busy being in the house that I haven't really looked at my bits, to be honest. speaking of people that don't know how to use technology, there's a brilliant story going around at the moment. You may have seen it. A girl called Rach at Petty Clegg has tweeted a picture of her work place on Zoom, and she said, "My boss has just turned herself into a potato on a Microsoft Teams meeting and can't figure out how to turn the setting off. So she's been stuck like this the entire meeting." And it is a picture of there's a man there, there's a woman there, and then there's just a potato in the top right hand corner.
Can you imagine an angry potato trying to work a computer furiously?
But
so
still
funny.
Tried or hasn't realised and is just continuing ahead with all the of all the work stuff that needs to be discussed, not realising the whole time she's a potato.
I treat filters like I treat pregnant women, which is it doesn't matter how obvious it looks, I still don't mention it because it's not worth getting it wrong. So
what
it's
do you
not
mean?
Worth.
Well, you can see when it's like the one of the tropical island and stuff.
Yeah, but if you go to someone, why have you got that stupid hat filter on? And they go, I don't have any
it's
filters on. It's my favourite hat. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so
well, speaking
sorry.
Of people that can't use technology, Boris Johnson has raised security concerns. He tweeted a picture of a virtual cabinet meeting happening, but he didn't remove the meeting ID number, so that meant that everyone could then join the Zoom meeting ID.
Man. Bojo.
Oh, so just much being... is going to happen.
Just being the most goofy, because now that technology is in for this whole generation of people that don't, like, can you imagine forcing your parents to use stuff on a world scale?
Oh, absolutely. It's bad enough when I FaceTime my family and all I can see is their chins, or when we used to call Chris's mum on FaceTime and she'd just hold it to her ear and we'd be like, no, we're not calling you, we're FaceTiming you. Someone else, though, who's having trouble with tech is Kendrick Perkins, a retired NBA great. He has been left with bill shock. He's discovered his kids have racked up a mammoth $26,000 video game bill. They've been in self-isolation and he had idea. He says he hates video games. His kids drive him crazy with it. There's nothing but Fortnite in his house. And he said he had no idea that his kids had discovered had spent $26,000 on in-game extras, costumes, weapons, all this stuff. And the way he discovered it was he went to a store to buy something and his credit card was declined. And then he got his credit card bill back and there was a whole bill there on from Fortnite.
I mean, the one good thing I've said about self-isolation is at least there's nothing to spend our money on. Not his kids.
Oh, no, online shopping. Online shopping apparently has gone up. People have been buying stuff while in lockdown.
Really?
Yes.
Actually, as I say this, I realise that I've bought all the team a present.
Yeah, when do we get to find out what we're getting?
I'll tell you about it next. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Because I promised that I had got you and the rest of the team a present.
Yeah.
Would you like to have a look at the WhatsApp group that we have
on your phone
now?
Yeah.
I have sent around the design of what I have got us.
What is that?
If you just go into the WhatsApp. If you just want to read it out.
I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, just read it out.
It is just a.
It's a T-shirt, so it's a T-shirt.
Oh, it's a T-shirt, okay.
Yeah.
And the T-shirt says, Carol Baskin fed her husband to the Tigers.
I know. Isn't it the best? Do you love it? Yes.
I don't understand a single bit of what that means, but I'm guessing it's from your new obsession, Tiger King. Is that right?
Jesse, do you love it?
It's so great. It's so great.
So,
what makes that so great?
You remember our friend Joe Exotic, right?
Yeah.
The main
singer,
guy in Tiger
King. The country
Tiger
singer
King.
Who has all the Tigers.
Yes. So his arch nemesis is animal rights
the animal activist. Yep.
Yes. And you know how he tries to kill her the whole time, Vickers?
Oh, that's right. He sends.
Are you focusing or are you just what's
the group WhatsApp's just going off? I'm just looking at the responses.
Oh, yes, because everyone's excited about the.
Yeah,
Carol
Bell
Baskin
said,
show.
"Oh my god, I can't wait to wear this to the gym one day." Yes. So he sent her pythons or snakes or whatever to try and kill her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the big sub story to come out of it, and it's now reopened a police investigation, is that Carol might have killed her first husband.
Hold on. So this happens in the show, or this is a backstory that we don't know about. You only know now from researching it.
No, this happens in the show,
right?
But it happened a long time ago. But now, since the show has come out, they've had all these leads into new information about Carol potentially knocking off her husband, and they've reopened the case to investigate further. This is a little snippet from Joe and Carol in the show.
So the whole world's wondering, would you actually grind your husband up, feed him to the tigers so there's no evidence?
People want to believe something that's just totally outlandish, and so it has been a problem.
These tigers have such an acidic stomach that when you feed them a whole turkey, there's no bones that come out. Okay, it's gone.
So that's the theory. The theory that Joe and a lot of other people put out there is that she knocked off, he was a super rich guy, she knocked off her husband and then fed him to the tigers. So much so that Joe even put out a single. Jesse, do we have his, Here Kitty Kitty single? Everything was fine, just as sweet as wine, but her husband went and disappeared. But then the film clip. Mama's got some treats for you. Oh, he gets a Carol Baskin lookalike, then feeding bits of meat, which he implies is the husband, in the video clip. Isn't it fun stuff?
Far out. I feel like by the time I get onto this whole series, you're all going to be over talking about it. I've got to get onto it soon, don't I?
Yes. Or you'll be that annoying person that still says now, hey, have you seen The Wire?
Yeah, you know Breaking Bad's awesome.
Breaking Bad's quite good. Carol said something weird, though, because this theory about feeding the tigers, she said, is ridiculous. But then she went into a weirdly specific detail about it.
His own kids demanded that they DNA test the meat grinder.
That became like this wholly exciting thing that I ran him through that grinder, and it's like, I couldn't have run his hands through the grinder, much less a body.
Jess, I went to the wrong bit. Let's try again for the other bit.
If I were going to, you know, if somebody wanted to kill you, then they would put, like, sardine oil all over you, something that the cat wants to eat.
See? Don't you think that's a weird thing to say, like, I didn't do it, but if I did,
but also
I would have had to
have thought about it, to know that that's what you put. Yes.
I know. Oh my God. Isn't it interesting stuff? And I'm just hoping, like everybody, we don't really care about the real issues involved. We just want another super great spin-off series from it, please.
So, wow. So I wonder what these theories are. The people coming forward with this info. What they've got.
There are a few bits of information they give you in there. Firstly, he put out a restraining order against her and said that he was fearing for his life, and everyone was like, they've never heard him speak like that before. She hid his gun, but she still had a gun. And then he went missing and they were about to split anyway. And all his family came forward and said they think that she did it. And then, like, after the time, so for a missing person, you have to wait 5 years until you get the cash. She waited 5 years and on the day then applied to get all this money. And it's made people now, of course, because of the mass exposure, because it's the most talked about thing in the world, I guess all these people who had little bits of information are coming forward, which made me want to ask the question on 131060, have you helped solve a crime? Have you had a key piece of information that you've given?
A tiny bit that maybe seemed nothing and you handed it over and it was just the little piece that was missing.
It was the piece of the puzzle that solved the crime. Give us a call, 131060. We'd love to hear your story.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tiger King is the show that is taking over the world at the moment, and it has led to a reopening of a cold case in which one of the main characters, a real person, Carol Baskin, a lot of people think that she may have had a part to play in the death of her first husband. And now, since the show's gone bonkers, a lot of leads have come forward and they've reopened the case. So we wanted to ask on 131060, have you had a piece of information that have helped solve a crime? Beck, talk to us.
Hi.
What happened?
So I had a lady come to my house and she was there to pick up a toy from Buy, Swap and Sell. And it had been the second time that I'd seen her. Anyway, not long after that, it came up on Facebook that if anyone had bought anything
from
this lady...
Beck, just quickly, I was just thinking maybe if the crime's hectic, let's just not mention it too graphically.
Okay. So it came up on Facebook that if anyone had bought anything from this lady that they were to report it to the police because it had been a murder. And it turns out that she and her partner had killed his dad and thrown him down a mine shaft.
That's quite graphic. Beck, did you...
what were you expecting, mate?
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
I know.
Beck has done exactly what you asked.
Yes, you have, Beck. You did great. So did they get caught as a result of some of your information?
Yeah, they did. So she said that she wasn't anywhere near it and neither was he. But the location of our property, when she came and picked up the item, it proved that they were in the area at the time.
Beck,
so,
that's great.
They're in jail now.
Good on you. Good on you, Beck. Great stuff. Bickers?
What about Kylie? Kylie, did you help solve a crime? Was your little bit of information the clincher?
Yes, it was, thankfully, I guess, I was pregnant at the time and doing my usual, daily exercise walk, and it was near Lismore Shopping Centre, and there was a lot of birds going at this bush, like going absolutely nuts. And I thought it was odd that I kept walking, and then it was a couple of days later, this woman was found, and I had to ring up and say, well, look, this was 3 days ago when I was walking past, this happened. And because of that, they were able to narrow down the time of whereabouts of certain people and of how long she'd been there for.
Kylie, you helped solve, I assume that it got solved?
Yes, it did, yes.
Wow.
Kylie, you helped lock someone away. That's great.
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago, so it was, but it still sticks out in my mind, definitely.
Good, upstanding citizen, Kyles. I mean, because it's very, I realised it's fascinating, but when Tiger King paint the pictures of these crimes, they do it in a much more jovial way, and I forget that there's a horrible crime involved.
You're rethinking the whole thing.
No, I think maybe just next time we do it, we put some fun music, bit of Bruno Mars under it and try and lift the...
I'm not sure that would have been the answer.
Okay. Everything was fine.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're all diversifying at the moment. We're often wearing lots of different hats, doing lots of different roles. We're wearing those different hats to cover the greys and to cover the hair that's growing out of control at the moment because we can't go get it cut.
We can't go get it cut. I know. You said yesterday, let your pubes grow out, you said.
Because you're not going to need them, okay? No one's getting any action at the moment. There's a lot of stress going on. You can't
speak for yourself. I am self-isolate, going to town on myself constantly.
God. Anyway, I've come up with an idea.
We're open for business.
Welcome to Carrie's
Corona
Cuts.
Carrie, stop it. It's not funny.
I love it.
The voice you heard there was Buzz, our old anchor, because I tried to cut his hair, which didn't go so well. But that was a few years ago, you know, lots changed.
No, that's why he quit. That's why we've got Jesse.
I've had zero practice since the last time I tried to cut hair that didn't go well. But I figure the thing is we don't really need to go out into the outside world. So if it goes badly when I do these corona cuts, no one's going to see it. So why don't I just start cutting my family's hair, starting
with
my partner Chris, who joins us on the line now. Babe, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Happy isolation.
Happy isolation. You just heard then the voice of, I like to call him Carrie's first victim. You saw Buzz's hair after the cut. How do you feel being the second impending victim?
The thing I'm worried most about is I've got quite a bulbous head.
Yes.
And so if Carrie does what she did to Buzz,
yes,
then she's going to find out that I have a pretty malformed head and now's not the time in isolation for her to realise that she's got stuff.
Oh, no. It's okay. I know that already. I remember that pic I took of you the other day side on the plane.
Can you not show anyone that?
I know you've got a bulbous head, babe, and I love you for your bulbous head.
Kind of just like an orange has been through a lawnmower.
My head?
Yeah.
Well, it's not spherical like an orange.
You know what it looks like? A baby that's just been sucked out using suction during birth. And then when it comes out, it's a bit weird for a little bit and then it goes to normal, only it's never went back to normal.
Carrie's got her maniacal laugh where she starts rubbing her own stomach.
So I'm sorry, what's actually happening? Is she doing all the haircuts?
Yeah, I think I'll just do the family haircuts. What are you wanting out of a cut, just so I know going into it?
If you could make me look like Ryan Reynolds, it'd be good.
Okay, we've actually had this conversation before when you went to the hairdresser with a picture of Ryan Reynolds.
Did you?
Why are you laughing at me?
I mean,
you can't just make yourself look like a different person with a haircut.
If it helps, I was in Thailand and I went to a hairdresser with a picture of David Beckham and they laughed at me for about 5 minutes.
A hairdresser in Thailand.
Yes, and I wanted a blonde David Beckham style mohawk, and I left with a green, like Tiger King style mohawk.
Can you send me that photo?
I think I've burnt all evidence.
But do you want it? You mentioned the other day, babe, that maybe you just want a number one all over. So you're wanting a bit of a side quaff like Reynolds? Are we thinking we could I could just go all over on a number one?
I'm a bit worried about using scissors, to be honest.
Mate, you use the scissors down near your bits. I don't know
why
you're worried about
Not anymore, because Tommy's bought me a thing, and so the rest of my hair's sorted.
Carrie suggested, have you let your pubes go wild walks?
Did she say that I had?
No, not at all. I said now's the time for everybody to let their pubes go wild because no one's having any action.
Aren't we?
I mean, unless you're having it with someone else, no. Hey,
if your pubes go too wild, bro, I know a hairdresser in Thailand that can give you a David Beckham style mohawk.
Can you just help me, babe? I'm coming home and ready to do this tonight. We're going to have a glass of wine together. Yeah. I've got my
hair the haircut.
And makeup. Yeah, the haircut. And we can do that after. It can be a really fun night. I've got Julia,
not
hair and makeup artist, on. She's agreed to be on FaceTime, so we can FaceTime her during it. And all I need to know is, during the haircut bit, all I need to know is whether you want a number one or an actual style.
I mean, I prefer a style, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we all would prefer one.
We'll see how we go. And are you happy to have a crack tonight? You happy to come to the salon about 8 p.m.?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Maybe I'll even do it naked.
Jeez.
What did Carrie say?
She said maybe she'll do it naked, and now I can't tell whether she meant the haircut or that you guys usually do the deed clothed.
Oh, I mean, we always do it clothed.
Yeah, you get cold, don't you?
I do all the time.
Jesse, play the opener.
We're open for business.
Welcome to Carrie's
Corona Cuts.
Carrie, stop it. It's not funny.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm watching more TV than ever at the moment, and I'm needing new things to watch, and it excited me so much to read that MasterChef is coming back on our screens on Monday the 13th of April. It's good timing too because Ollie's around at home a lot more, so I think our dinners are going to really step up a notch.
You get some entertainment and you get your dinner cooked for you, Bickers. Win, win. One of the, he's a superstar chef, and now he's one of the superstar judges of MasterChef, joins us now. Jock's on Frillo. G'day, Jock.
Hello.
How are you, great man?
Very well. How are you?
How are you surviving isolation?
I wasn't really taking it that seriously between you and me, and they kind of got the entire crew together, and there's 80 of us at MasterChef, and they said, look, here's how it is. You come to work and you go home. You don't go to Coles, you don't go to Bunnings, you don't go anywhere. You just go from home to here and back again. And that way we keep everyone safe and we keep filming as long as possible. And I thought, yeah, easy, no worries. Heaps of time at home, no dramas. Then I remembered that I'd sent my wife and kids home to Adelaide. So they're living there. And then they brought the border isolation thing in, which means I can't go home at the weekends. And so I'm rattling around an apartment in Melbourne on my own. Like literally the first couple of days. So it's taken me a little bit of adjustment, to be honest, this whole thing.
So when will you see the family again?
Once we finish filming, end of May.
Wow.
So you can go home then because you're not a visitor, you'll be considered you're going back home.
No, I can't because even if you cross the border, you've got 14 days self-isolation at home, which meant that I couldn't then come back to Melbourne to film. So I'm stuck here.
Jock, this sounds like personally it's a disaster, but professionally you've got more eyes on the TV than ever, and what a big win for MasterChef.
Look, I think it is. This is a brand new season. We've got all the favourites who are genuinely back to win. I haven't seen Passion like it for a long time. Gordon's up first episode. I mean, what is there not to love about that?
It is called Back to Win, as you just mentioned it, because there are superstars that are back to win. Did you decide that Back to Win was a lot nicer name than Bunch of Losers?
Look, it's a running joke for me that you know, I like to sort of drop it in there every now and again. They never win, particularly the ones who came runner-up. You know, you were so close, literally, and you just couldn't finish it, you know? Honestly, the contestants are all an amazing bunch. Obviously, we start with 24 of them, and, you know, you can expect they've been in the kitchen before. They know how the MasterChef sort of competition works. They're all fighting first and foremostly for $250,000 bucks, and who doesn't want that in the bank account right now? But secondly, egotistically, they want to lift that trophy this time because they didn't the first time.
And you know what? There's a whole lot of new eyes watching, including people like my dad, who until this self-isolation time had never cooked a meal. He ate out every single night, and now that restaurants are closed, he's decided he's going to learn to cook. He rang my mum, who they haven't been married for like 30 years, and said he'd bought a pack of mince and didn't know what to do with it, so she helped him fashion up some mince patties. He's decided corn is his new favourite addition to every single meal. This is him talking about what he did with corn the other night.
I saw some singles cheese, took that home and some corn on the cob. Not bad.
Can you give my dad just a bit of inspiration of what he could do with his corn on the cob tonight?
Man, I think he needs to stop first and foremost.
He's got to eat though, Jock.
I know he's got to eat, but a man can't survive in corn alone. you know, I think, look, corn is super versatile. You can do pretty much anything with it. We love, as chefs, late night snack is corn. You buy the corn with a husk on.
Yeah.
Put it in your microwave, zap it for 2 minutes, and it's perfectly steamed inside its own jacket.
That's your late night snack?
Yeah, totally.
My late night snack's like Doritos. I would never go for a corn on the cob.
Yeah, that's processed corn. I mean, it's still corn. but it's just been processed. So this one, anyway, put it 2 minutes, peel the husk off, and then sriracha hot sauce. Oh, like I'm a hot sauce yep. addict. Bit yep. of lime juice, a little bit of zest out of the lime.
Ooh.
Paste that over the hot cob, and then shave on some pecorino cheese or manchego or any other kind of hard cheese like that.
It's the only bad bit sounds
hot cob again.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
It does sound unreal. If you want to check out that, any of the other MasterChef stuff, MasterChef Australia, Back to Win premieres Monday the 13th of April at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 10.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Hughie and Edda here.
Can I ask you two a question, which I missed? I heard the start of it, missed the rest yesterday, when people doing their own hair. Did you ever do your own hair styling? Have you ever done your own hair styling? I missed it, sorry.
No, I'm planning on doing some Corona cuts at home. I'm going to cut Chris's hair for him because his hair grows so fast, he's not going to survive the next 5 months unless we
what are you going with? Have you going on air? Are you doing an online poll as to what haircut he should get?
I mean, that would have been a good idea, but we hadn't done that.
could have used that in our planning meeting.
He'd be a military cut sort of guy. You could go,
well,
couldn't you just go?
But which military?
Ryan Reynolds, but I'm just not sure.
What's a Ryan Reynolds?
Not sure, to be fair.
Just
said to him, give me a number. I mean, I'm not very good. I've never really used a razor properly. We did our old anchor Buzz. I did his and then he left. So,
last.
Yeah. Any of you guys ever get haircuts off your parents? My mother used to cut my hair back in the day.
My dad just cut my hair and he's legally blind.
Yeah, right. Wow. He is blind.
Is that what's so funny about your haircuts now? You're pretty particular about them. Is that when it started?
Mate, I got that haircut from that Bulgarian butcher. That's why I don't care now.
And but you hated it for a long time.
Yes, because you agreed. You organised another haircut for me. You agreed it was the worst haircut ever.
Yeah, but some people don't care about their hair.
I think the reason everybody gets into trouble is because it appears to be easy. And so then when you go to do it, you realise, it's harder than...
Yeah, that's why there's a four-year course. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. Can I just change topic for a second? Because my wife is travelling back to our house with an amount of kittens.
We don't know what the amount is.
We don't know how many.
We don't know. This is the mystery. We don't know what the amount is, Carrie and Tommy.
Why are you getting kittens?
Because my daughters wanted rabbits and I did not want rabbits, so we've just settled on kittens. And you can't get kittens from a shelter at the moment. The kittens are... Everyone's taken animals from the shelters, which is great.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my mum a dog from a shelter.
Really hard.
Yes.
Really hard. But you know what?
There are still animals in shelters, though. Don't, please, if you're looking
for a shelter. But keep trying, though, but it's not
easy. Grab a donkey.
Yeah, we'll grab a donkey.
So how many did you ask for? Why don't you know how many you're getting?
Because she's getting them off Michelle Laurie, a great friend of ours.
Oh, she's catted up.
She's got cats up the wazoo and Michelle was saying that two's better than one, so I don't know what we're going to end up with, but there's going to be...
Are we going to reveal it live on air?
We're going to reveal it live on air. I'm going to find out. I don't know.
Your house is about to be overrun by kittens. You've already got kids. What are you doing?
We've already got one cat, and three is above the legal limit for our suburb, so we're going to be breaking the law.
Yes.
So you can't have cat people in your suburb, like...
You're not meant to have three. You've got to get a special permit, more than two special permits. So
you've got to prove that you're a lady that's been single for more than 10 years. Then they'll allow you to have.
So, it's pretty exciting. What do you reckon? Do you reckon she got one or two? What do you reckon, Tommy? One or two?
No, nah, two. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because someone that's trying to offload cats is not trying to offload one.
Someone that says it's always better when they have company is not trying
it's
to offload
one. So true.
Them.
They're not dealing in ones. No, they are not.
I know it wasn't an option, but I'd like to bet on seven.
No, you're on. You can tell.
Michelle is overrun by them. She's got about a millionaire.
Well, you said it. The wazoo's full, so this would be great to see how many she's got.
Carrie and Tommy, stuck at home? Listen live or subscribe to the Catch Up on the Hit app or stream us on your smart speaker.